This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. The United States is sending another $1 billion in military aid to Ukraine, Washington's biggest package yet of weaponry and equipment targeted to confront Russia's relentless advance on Ukraine's eastern Donbas region. In a statement Wednesday, U.S. President Joe Biden said he informed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky of the new shipment in a phone call, and that it would include additional military, coastal defense weapons, ammunition, and advanced rocket systems Kyiv's forces need to fend off Moscow's bigger arsenal. In addition, Biden said the U.S. is sending Ukraine $225 million more in humanitarian aid to help its beleaguered citizenry, including safe drinking water, critical medical supplies and health care, food, shelter, and cash for families to purchase essential items. The announcement came as U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin was in Brussels, meeting with more than 45 participating nations in the Ukraine Defense Contact Group, discussing Ukraine's military needs. As he opened the meeting, Austin noted the support the group is already or will be soon providing the country.
And we're working in lockstep to meet Ukraine's requests for new capabilities, especially its need for long-range fires, armor, and coastal defense. Along with our partners, we're also training Ukrainian forces on new capabilities. And we're committed to doing even more. We're providing Ukraine's defenders with HIMARS multiple launch rocket systems, and that will significantly boost Ukraine's capabilities, especially when combined with additional donations of NATO standard rocket systems from the UK and our other allies.
Meanwhile, a U.S. State Department official speaking on background said the department is aware of unconfirmed reports of two U.S. citizens captured in Ukraine. He offered no further comment. This is VOA News. The white gunman who killed 10 black people in a Buffalo, New York supermarket last month is now facing federal hate crime charges. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has details.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says the criminal complaint quotes Peyton Gendron as laying out what he wanted to do at the top supermarket.
To quote, kill as many blacks as possible.
Gendron was already facing a mandatory life sentence if convicted on state charges. Garland is not ruling out federal prosecutors seeking the death penalty. He announced the charges in Buffalo after visiting with relatives of the victims and placing flowers at a memorial outside the store. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Brazil's federal police force says they have arrested a second suspect in connection with the disappearance of an indigenous expert and a British journalist in a remote area of the Amazon. The suspect is a fisherman and a brother of the man so far considered by police to be the main suspect in the case. Indigenous expert Bruno Pereira and British journalist Dom Phillips were last seen June 5th near the entrance of the Ivari Valley indigenous territory, which borders Peru and Colombia. Federal police also said in a statement they seized ammunition and an oar, but did not say why the items were confiscated, who they belonged to, or where they were found. The area has seen violent conflicts between fishermen, poachers, and government agents. Violence has grown in the area as drug trafficking gangs battle for control of waterways to ship cocaine, although the Atucari River, which flows through the area, is not known as a drug trafficking route. New data from the U.S. National Traffic Highway Safety Administration shows U.S. automakers reported more than 400 crashes of vehicles with partially automated driver assist systems, including 273 crashes involving Teslas. The traffic safety officials cautioned Wednesday against using the numbers to compare automakers, saying it didn't weigh them by the number of vehicles from each manufacturer that uses the systems or how many miles those vehicles had traveled. Automakers reported crashes from July 2021 through May 15th of this year under an order from the agency, which is examining such crashes more broadly for the first time. Tesla crashes happened while vehicles were using the autopilot or other driver assist systems. The company has about 830,000 vehicles with the systems currently on the road. Repeating the hour's top story, the United States is sending another $1 billion in military aid to Ukraine, Washington's biggest package yet of weaponry and equipment targeted to confront Russia's relentless advance on Ukraine's eastern Donbas region. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.